In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It was the Sabbath, and Christ was at the home of one of the chief of the Pharisees for dinner. And there was present a man who was suffering from dropsy, which dropsy is when you have severe swelling due to some sort of underlying condition, like maybe a heart problem or kidney failure, and it can be very painful. And the Pharisees were watching Christ to see what he was going to do. And it says that the Lord spoke to the lawyers and the Pharisees who were there, and he asked, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day?" And then it says, and they held their peace. And he took him and he healed him and let him go, and answered them, saying, "Which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a pit, and not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day?" And they could not answer him again to these things. And then Christ went on to talk about, having noticed that some of those present chose for themselves the chiefest places, he said that when you go to a banquet, you shouldn't presume to take the chief place, but you should take the lowest place, lest when you take an honored place, the master of the house asks you to sit somewhere else. But if you take a humble place, the master of the house may ask you to sit in a more honorable place. And the point that Christ was making is that one shouldn't presume that they have some sort of a privileged position in the kingdom of God. One shouldn't presume, "I'm a Jew, I'm a child of Abraham, so therefore I'll be saved. I will have an honored place in the kingdom of heaven." Then he also said that when you throw a banquet, that you shouldn't invite just the people that can pay you back, but you should invite the poor who cannot. But then one of the people present said, "Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God." This was, of course, a true statement. However, the Jews generally assumed that they were the ones that were going to be eating bread at the kingdom of God, and that it would be Jews only. They couldn't even imagine that Gentiles would be among those people. And so it was at this point that Christ told the parable that we just heard in the gospel reading. And it says, "Then he said unto them, A certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready." People had known in advance that this banquet was going to take place, and that's why it says that he would come to those who were already bidden and tell them that everything was ready. So these people knew that this was going to happen. It wasn't as if they got caught off guard. And who is the man that does the inviting here? It's God the Father. And who is the servant? St. Cyril says the servant is Christ, who first of all asked the Jews to come to the heavenly banquet. But then it says, "And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come." Now, none of these things that they use as excuses were sinful in and of themselves. All of these things are good things. But the sin was in using them as an excuse. God is not going to play second fiddle to anyone. Christ said elsewhere in the Gospels, "He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me." The point here is that Christ has to be number one in our life before everything else, before our careers, before our business, before even our families, those that we love the most. Christ has to come first. Then it says, "So the servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of these men which were bidden shall taste of my supper." This refers to the calling of the Gentiles. Many of the Jews that were sure that they would be among the banquet in the kingdom of heaven would not be, while many of the Gentiles whom the Jews were sure would not be there would be. So what is it saying when it says that these people made excuses? Because no Jew, if you'd asked them, do you want to be at the heavenly banquet or not, none of them would have said, no, I don't want to be there, I'm too busy. They all knew that that was where they wanted to be for eternity. But the point is that in this life, the time where we actually go to make our way to that heavenly banquet, they made excuses. They focused on the things that were less important and not on the thing that is most important. The question that we have to ask is God first and foremost in our life? Because though we may not be Jews, we are Orthodox Christians. And sometimes people who are Orthodox Christians just assume, well, I'll be saved. The church will pray me into heaven. My grandmother was a very pious woman or what have you. But unless we individually respond to that invitation, unless we make Christ first and foremost, we will not taste of that supper. At every liturgy, we're invited to have a foretaste of that heavenly banquet. Is preparing for that banquet and partaking of it worthily our highest priority? Is living a Christian life more important than personal prestige and success? And those of us that are parents, do we place a higher value on encouraging our children to be truly Christians than we do on their secular education or all the other things that parents worry over for their kids and try to make sure that they have? All of these things are important, and none of these things are bad. But Christ has to come first. If we would eat the bread in the kingdom of heaven for all eternity, we have to answer that call to that banquet in this life. And setting all else aside, let us hurry to be present by responding to Christ's call, placing him above all else. Amen.